Mr. Miron, tell us about Lancaster Sound.
Lancaster Sound is located at the eastern entrance of the Northwest Passage in the Canadian Arctic. There are open waters called polynyas that stay ice-free year-round, but otherwise there is ice on the water. And these polynyas provide important feeding and wintering areas for marine mammals. And Lancaster Sound has one of the richest concentrations of marine mammals in the world. So we're talking narwhals, belugas, bowhead whales. It's got one of the highest concentrations of polar bears in the Canadian Arctic. It also provides important habitat for seabirds. So it's a very biodiverse area, and it's also very important to the local Inuit communities.
Tell us about the issue with oil and gas exploration permits.
There are a number of oil and gas permits that were issued to Shell about 40 years ago now, in 1971. And those permits should have expired long ago, but the federal government is continuing to treat them as active. And the problem here is that the permits cover an area of Lancaster Sound that has been identified as one of the most important areas in terms of conservation value. And so these permits are kind of at the middle of a dispute in the process of creating a protected area. So the government has proposed to create a marine conservation area for Lancaster Sound, and right now there's a dispute about where the boundaries of that protected area should be. The government has proposed boundaries that kind of skirt the edge of where the permits are, whereas local Inuit groups have proposed boundaries that overlap with the areas covered by the permits. And as I mentioned, those areas within the boundaries of the Inuit proposal include some of the highest conservation value areas in Lancaster Sound.
So tell us about the court case.
Myself and another lawyer from EcoJustice are representing the World Wildlife Fund. On their behalf, we have filed a lawsuit, an application for judicial review in the Federal Court of Canada. And in that lawsuit, we are asking the court to recognize that these permits have, in fact, expired. And then we're also asking them to order the government to update a registry that indicates the status of these permits. Under the law, the government does have a duty to do that. So we're asking the court to order them to fulfill that duty.
What do you hope to achieve?
Well, at this point, the permits are presenting a major obstacle to the finalization of this protected area for Lancaster Sound. So this lawsuit is kind of a last resort effort to clarify the status of these permits and sort of remove that obstacle to the finalization of the protected area.
How long has the plan been underway to create this marine conservation area?
Some sort of marine protected area has been proposed since the late 1980s for Lancaster Sound. This particular iteration of the process began in late 2009.
We have a new government in Canada as of an election last October. Do you have any indication that it may be more open to your concerns than was the last government?
My client has discussed this issue with the new government. And, you know, certainly the new government has committed to protecting a certain percentage of marine areas, including Lancaster Sound. But unfortunately, with regards to this specific issue, they have not provided any rationale for why these permits continue to be treated as valid.
Thank you very much for telling us about this.
Thank you.